We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Weekend. We sure are looking forward to the weekend. Good morning, everybody. Joe Beamer with you. It is the Friday show here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Playing with a few music bumps that might become the new musical open to the Friday show. We'll see. Why not bring back the popular 2011 song, Friday, by Rebecca Black? It tells you everything you want to know about Friday. Looking forward to the weekend. You're going to party. Have fun for all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. My favorite part of that song is when she describes to us what day it is. Yesterday was Thursday. Today, it is Friday. We so excited. We're so excited. We're going to have a ball today. Tomorrow is Saturday, and Sunday comes after word. I don't want this weekend to end. Great song. I'm glad I could bring it back. Scott Miller behind the board today. Hopefully, our friend Tony Caligiuri is feeling better. He has pneumonia. I had pneumonia sophomore into junior year that summer of high school. And let me tell you, it really kicks your you-know-what. It really does. You're down for the count. They put you on a five-day medication. Now, at the end of that medication, you do feel better, but it takes a ridiculously long time to get back to start feeling, you know, good again. I mean, just getting out of bed takes 2 or 3 days from pneumonia. It is a non-pleasant experience, and I really do hope Tony is feeling better, and we see him here on Monday. Now, it is championship weekend, and I don't just mean in college football, because tomorrow, tonight, championship football games, but here in Buffalo, this Ravens-Bills game has that championship feel about it. You've got one of the best teams in the NFL, the Baltimore Ravens, and then one of the hottest teams in the NFL, the Buffalo Bills. Now, we all know the Bills have a great defense led by Virginia Tech's own Tremaine Edmonds, and we have an offense in Buffalo that gets better every game. We have a quarterback that has confidence. And that's part of the struggle, I would say, as someone who never played professional sports. That is part of the struggle, is that confidence factor. Well, Josh Allen has it, and he's got a team around him that likes to play together. This is a team that thinks as a team. There's no players on this team, unlike the Cleveland Browns, Odell Beckham, who are thinking for themselves. This is a team thinking about the team, and it is so refreshing to see. That game on Sunday, big game. It's going to be an electric atmosphere at New Era Field. By the way, New Era Field, announced another summer concert. This one didn't get the attention of Billy Joel, but I would have to say I'm actually more excited for the show that was announced a few days ago. Motley Crue, who 4 years ago said they were never going to tour again. Well, guess what? They're touring again. I'm as shocked as you are. Poison, Def Leppard, and Joan Jett. Def Leppard I saw with Journey a few years ago. And Journey, it was Journey and Def Leppard. And Journey did the opening act, per se. And then Def Leppard came out. They both did full sets. I was surprised at the people that left after Journey and didn't stay for Def Leppard. They put such a great show on. And if you look at their catalog, it matches up with Journey. And they have more original members. But so I'm excited to see that show at New Era Field. And look at the way it sets up. August 13th, you have that stacked 80s show. August 15th, Billy Joel is going to be a dynamite show. You got that day in the middle. Wouldn't it be awesome if Garth Brooks, who is also announcing a stadium tour, did the 14th? Could you imagine that triple header? I might have to take the entire next week off just to recover. That would be an amazing triple header at New Era Field. But a lot of things going on in the news. You got the Bills. It's going to be electric. Is that what you're focusing on? You have impeachment that if you turn on the network news, if you turn on cable news, they would make you sound, they would make you feel like that's what everyone's talking about. Is that what's on top of your list? And then you have the Buffalo Diocese that is in transition. They are moving forward at the Buffalo Diocese. Is that what's top of your list? What are you following the closest? That is what we're going to get into when we get back. Yes, you could say it's an excuse to bring up the Bills, but I also want to know from you. Because if you look at mainstream media, you look at the cable news, they would say everyone is talking impeachment. They would make you think that is the number one thing at the water cooler, at the dinner table when you get home. Is it? Am I wrong? Believe me, I've been known to be wrong. I'd like to know from you. 803-0930, star 930. It is Joe Beamer. It's the Friday show. Happy to be with you. Let's kick off this end of the weekend right. Can't wait to talk to you after this break on News Radio 930 WBEN. By the way, Sunday, mostly cloudy, 45 degrees. I am excited for just a lit atmosphere at New Era Field. I can't remember the last time a game this big was played at New Era Field. Now, you could make the argument the Colts game in 2016, that was a pretty big game, the snow game. But at the time, we didn't know the significance of that game. It turned out that, thankfully, punting the ball with 5 minutes left did not cost the Bills. They ended up winning that game in overtime. And I'm not sure you know this, they broke a pretty long streak by going to the playoffs. I want to let you know today's deal of the day from Buffalo Perks. Get Buffalo's best prime steaks and fresh seafood at Buffalo Chop House. It's all half off with $50 gift cards for just $25. And if you didn't know, that's a 50% savings at Buffalo Chop House. Today only, it's that once a year. It is the once a year special we do here. And we're happy to offer it, and so is the Buffalo Chop House. So you get that at getmyperks.com. The perks to living in Western New York are just a few clicks away at getmyperks.com. It is Joe Beamer with you. It is Friday, Championship Friday. Now, we won't talk about what happened to Virginia Tech a week ago. We'll just move on. But there are conference championships tonight, tomorrow in college football. Sunday will have that championship feel. It could be an AFC championship preview if seedings work out and everything, obviously. But I want to know from you, is that top of your list of things going on, of what's in the news? Is it the impeachment? We're told this impeachment is so important that it's what everyone's talking about. And I've always said this on the show. I'm a millennial conservative in New York State. Most of my friends are leftist liberals. And we talk politics. We have civil discussions. And then we move on. And they're not even talking about impeachment. It's come up once or twice. But it's not the main point of conversation when we hang out. Or are you still talking, maybe at the dinner table, maybe at the water cooler, about the diocese and them moving forward, having a new temporary bishop as they look for their permanent bishop? Or is there something else? Is there something else I'm missing that is something you're talking about, is the focus of your conversations? 803-0930, star 930. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is open at 3930. I want to know what you're talking about at the water coolers. Because I will tell you right now, my friends, and again, it might be an age thing. My friends are talking the Bills game on Sunday. That is our number one discussion. We were talking about this Bills-Ravens game before the Dallas game. And then the way that Dallas game turned out, it just, the excitement level magnified. And then you're kind of upset. You're kind of upset that you have to wait those extra 2 days. But that actually might benefit the Bills. But I think a lot of people are just excited. And you can also call in and comment on this. When's the last time this city has had this excitement level over anything? It doesn't have to just be the Bills. You have the national spotlight on Buffalo. You've got New Era Field hosting what could be a playoff preview. The Bills have a 96% chance to go to the playoffs. When's the last time the city had this excitement level? And it doesn't have to be sports related. Okay, I would argue that the city, there has been excitement around the city ever since downtown was up and coming. And we've had reasons to go downtown for more than just concerts and Saber games. We go downtown now because there are attractions. You have Canal Side, which is always in the summer an attraction, a destination. And now you have the rink at Canal Side. And as you know, I drive people around as a part-time job. And let me tell you, a lot of those rides on Friday and Saturdays are going to the ice rink at Canal Side or just Canal Side in general. But I would say that there was excitement in this city when downtown started coming around. So I'd like to know what you're talking about. What is the talk at the water cooler? 803-0930, star 930. Let's kick it off with Mary in Lancaster. Mary, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Joe. I'm calling because I told your screener. My comment is none of the above. I'm retired. There's no water cooler anymore in the house. But the fact is I've been listening to the newscast. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting. When is anybody going to talk about, I think you want to see the public stage. What about Mickey Kearns, his suit against the governor, against these driver's license? I think that is a bigger thing than the lousy, the bills and all these other things. This is something that's going to affect the whole community, all of Erie County and New York State. The fact about this issue with the driver's license, with the illegals, and how he's doing it. And he made, and I'm waiting and waiting, and your newscast all the time, none of them mentioned the other day when the bishop, the new bishop or new appointee came in, nobody said anything about Mickey Kearns being backed, the federal government is backing him, his claim. They're getting in on it. And nobody said that. And what that is important to people. I'm sorry. I'm a Catholic, and I'm sick of hearing about this speculation about the new bishop. The new bishop. Why don't you talk? If you want to talk about speculation, why don't they talk about speculations? What's going to happen to that green light law? That is more important to the citizens of New York than this the Buffalo Diocese. I mean, that's just a small portion of the state. The small, it's even a small portion of Erie County. But the fact is, this driver's license issue has not been covered, and I think that is my, I'm just furious. I'm waiting and waiting to hear something, and nobody has said a word about Kearns and what he did. He was on, he's been on National, he's been on Tucker Carlson and other places and discussing this, and nobody said a word about this. And this is critical. This is something, not the fate of the Bills or the fate of the Diocese of Buffalo. This is the fate of the people of the citizens of the state of New York, and somebody better start pushing back against, you know, and there's in yesterday's paper, there was a letter saying people should start pushing back against Cuomo because what he's doing is illegal. Why don't the people get behind issues like that? Push back, repeal. I'm trying to get Cuomo recalled. I would like to see a movement to get Cuomo recalled because what he's doing is unconstitutional. And what all these things that they're doing, I mean, the fact that these, they're called refugees, I know that that's, they're not illegals. They're not the illegals. But the fact is, it's still, they just the other day, before they made an announcement about that, bringing the refugees, they just made an announcement that the social services are killing New York State. We cannot afford to help. I mean, it's nice to help, but we can no longer help everybody like this. And we cannot keep inviting people, and then the taxpayers are being burdened. Our facilities are being burdened by generosity.
Mary, I got to cut you off there. We're up for news, but thank you for the call. So Mary is, and she has a point. The Mickey Kearns, ever since it was thrown out, there really hasn't been a follow-up to what is next locally or with the other counties' suits against the state. That's what Mary's talking about. That's the conversation. I'd like to know, what's your conversation at the dinner table, at the water cooler? Is it this excitement around the Bills? Is it impeachment? Is it the diocese? Is it something I haven't mentioned? 803-0930. It's Beamer. It's Friday. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Yes.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. In one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose.
Welcome back. It's Friday. It's Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. Getting in the Christmas spirit. I love that trap Christmas music. It is, I'm telling you, I always like Christmas music, right? I start playing Christmas music October 15th, if I can, maybe even earlier. But there is something about the beats mixed in with the traditional songs. I am getting a kick out of finding these trap Christmas music. I know a lot of you are either annoyed or like them. There's probably nothing in the middle like, oh, I can tolerate it. I know a lot of you are probably saying, Joe, please, not another trap remix. 803-0930, star 930. What is it that you are following? What is the talk at the water cooler, at the dinner table? Is it the Bills, the excitement in this city? You know, usually there's a lot of negative, right? People look for reasons to complain. They're searching for whatever they can to complain about something. But right now in Buffalo, and maybe it's the holiday season mixed in with that too, but it seems you just have excitement on this Friday. You've got people so excited about the Bills game on Sunday. I mean, you have a few people who don't follow sports. All right, I guess. I mean, seems pretty dull to me. 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Chris in Amherst. Chris, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Chris. What are you following? What's the talk amongst you and your friends?
Well, I'll say this for my family and coworkers: nobody is talking about this Democrat delusion we call an impeachment. That's not on the radar of anybody. And also very little conversation of the diocese scandal. My family's not Catholic. But right now, the majority of the conversation with family is primarily the Bills, and I would say Advent and the Christmas season. Those are the things that we're talking about. But the previous caller before him, Mary, I think she was spot on regarding, I call him Comrade Cuomo. Comrade Cuomo and the Bolsheviks in this state, they want to take away every right, and they want to give them to illegal invaders. These are not immigrants. These are invaders. So I'm glad Mickey Kearns is doing what he's doing, and I'm glad that the federal government, somebody has some courage and strength to push back against Comrade Cuomo in his illegal maneuvers that are done day by day. But the people of New York are like lemmings going over a cliff. They continue to vote for a party that has done nothing but pillage and plunder the taxpayer and honest, legal Americans.
Thank you, Chris in Amherst. And just on top of that, illegal immigrants and refugees, there is a difference. But the question is, refugees are asylum seekers. They are not people here illegally. They are permitted to be in the United States. I think the point of Mary's call was, we already do take care of refugees. We aren't the world's babysitters. How many more can we take in and still take care of the people in this county, in this state, that need the attention? So just to clarify an earlier statement, 803-0930, star 930. I know what this guy's excited about. I know his talk is all about those Buffalo Bills. Terry in Texas.
I'm all about the trap Christmas music right now. Tag them bumps, though.
Dude, I'm telling you, there's you know, these mixed YouTube videos, and some of them are like an hour and a half, some are 2 hours, and I'll drive around listening to them, and then if I like one of the mixes, I'll isolate it, and I will bring it to the audience, Terry.
I'm making that a thing in my house for sure. As you know, man, I'm kind of on no politics policy right now because I've come to the realization that, you know, I could call 100 radio stations every day and complain about what's going on in Washington. It's not going to change nothing. So, you know, I'm going to wait until November and fight my fight at that time in the voting booth. But I refuse to let these people make me miserable or dwell and kick rocks in my own house and ruin my own day by starting out my day by listening to their drama or reading their drama and make them put me in a bad mood before I even get an opportunity to, you know, stretch and yawn and all that. So to why I actually called, of course I'm excited about this Bills game. I mean, I can't stop talking about it. I can't stop thinking about it. It's actually kind of good. I feel like, you know, ignorance is bliss kind of thing. And I'm cool with that, man, because, you know, got to have something to be happy about. And I'm happy for the Bills right now. Tell me if I'm wrong. I think the Bills have the best shot of beating this team so far. I know they've been beaten, but, you know, kind of fluky. So you got Sean McDermott, who worked around Cam Newton a lot, probably prepped defense against him. He's a runner. Obviously, probably not the caliber of Lamar Jackson. Josh Allen, he's a runner, not the same caliber as Jackson, but he can make you miss, and he does have speed. He does make unpredictable plays. The offense is starting to gel, but they still haven't found their 100% identity, which I think makes them even more dangerous because you're not sure exactly what they're going to do. And then that defense just got the heart of a lion, and I don't think that I feel like they refuse. You know, they're getting better as they go, and I know they've been beaten in some questionable games, Eagles, Browns, blah, blah, blah. You know, but this team isn't the same team that played those teams, nor is it the same team that played the Patriots, you know, a couple weeks into the season. I see the upset coming. I could be wrong, but I don't think they lose by more than three.
Terry, if they could keep it that close, then I feel really good about next week and even pretty good about the rematch with the Patriots. But I agree with you. There's no way Josh Allen is throwing three interceptions the way he did against the Patriots this weekend.
No, this is going to be a good game. I think you're going to see a better side of the Bills. Like I said, I'm glad it ain't snowing or it ain't raining or nothing like that because I don't want to hear the excuses. I'm tired of hearing, oh, well, you know, this team's not that good and that team's not that good. And, you know, we don't get love like the Patriots or the Cowboys do where they're literally getting their butts handed to them on national television, but somehow the announcers figure out a way to insert fake news into the broadcast. And if you close your eyes for a few minutes, you might think those teams are actually winning the games or getting beat down in. But I like the Bills' heart, man. You know, like I said, I've been a Bills fan, for those that don't know, since before I could even say Bills. My history with this team runs deep, and it always will, no matter what state I live in. And I fully intend on taking over a table and a TV by force if necessary, maybe not, but at a local establishment here in Lubbock. And I'm going to have a good time, for real.
Well, you know, Terry, I have yet to jump through a table. If the Bills beat the Ravens, I'm not making any promises.
I may not jump through a table, but I'll throw a Ravens fan through a table or something to that. I mean,
well,
kidding, you know. It's all a sport. I get it. I'm just playing around. But, man, I'm pumped up, man. And if you're a sports fan in Buffalo, I'm jealous of you. My dad lives 2 miles from the stadium, something like that. And, man, they start making playoff runs and get some home field advantage. Old Texas Terry might fly out there and make something happen.
Well, Terry, we'd like to see you here. And, you know, after the game, just give the Ravens fan a handshake.
Yeah, no, I was just kidding about that, man. I ain't one of those type of dudes. But I will buy some Zubas, that's for sure.
I tell you, I'm on the market for Zubas. I'm in the market. I saw a good pair of Zubas at the mall. Might go back and buy them today. I'm getting in that spirit, man. It is Zuba season.
I'm loving it, man. You got to appreciate a hardworking team, man. These dudes deserve all the credit in the world for what they're doing right now, the coaching staff, players. You know, Hauschka, I guess, could get a half a pat on the back. But you know what I mean? It's good to see them, what they're doing, working. And the fans of Buffalo obviously deserve it. We all deserve it because we're all still here after all the drama and nonsense over the last, what, 20 years?
Now, let me, Terry, did you watch any of the Chicago Bears-Dallas Cowboys pregame coverage yesterday?
No, but I listened to the, you know, the national radio stations, and a lot of people just, you know, were really questionable. I'm not going to lie. I took the Bears at 3.5. I didn't think they were going to lose by more than 3. I didn't expect them to go out there and beat them down like that. But, you know, they just refused to believe that the Cowboys actually suck. They suck. That's the bottom line. The only reason they're even remotely in any conversation.
So that division's awful.
Yeah, because the division sucks. So, I mean, otherwise, if they were, you know, with the 49ers or the Saints or something like that, you know, you wouldn't even be hearing about them.
All right, Terry, in Texas. Oh, the point was, I'm sorry. The point was, yeah, they're showing the kicker, and they're talking about how important kicks could be and how both kickers have been struggling. They're showing the Bears kicker, and he's just doing warm-up, you know, practice kicks, and he shanks one as the camera's on him doing his practice kicks. And they told the reporter that she had jinxed the kicker.
That's garbage. Well, that Cowboys kicker sure missed his first kick. I know that much. As a Bills fan of Texas, man, there ain't nothing better because I get stuck with all the Cowboys games and watching them lose. Not one, not two, but three games straight. And I take the opportunity every chance I get it. So, you know, I turn that on.
All right. Terry in Texas, thank you, man. You have a good weekend. Opens up a line for you at 803-0930, star 930. Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is open at 3930. It's Joe Beamer. It's Friday. We got a break. When we come back, we'll talk to you and we'll get a word from Rush Limbaugh here on WBEN. Joe Beamer with you here on News Radio 930 WBEN. It's the Friday show. It is great to be with you. Always a privilege to be able to sit in the big chair here at WBEN and talk with you. Hope you're having a great week. Let's end it on a high note. This is one of my favorite weekends of the year, championship weekend. You've got the Pac-12 championship tonight, the Big 12 championship, the SEC, the ACC, and the Big 10 tomorrow. You even have one. If you're looking for a game that's not one of the Power 5 conference games, now obviously we have a lot of MAC fans here with UB who will be heading to the Bahamas for their bowl later this month. But you have the Conference USA championship game, 1:30 tomorrow. That is, if the Big 12 game gets out of hand or at halftime of the Big 12 game, that's a game to keep your eye on. It could very well be Lane Kiffin's last game at FAU, before he goes to Florida State or Arkansas. So if you're looking for a championship game that's not a Power 5 to flip on tomorrow, there's one. Also, the American Conference Championship, Memphis-Cincinnati. These two teams just played last week. It was a great game. Should be a great game again. That game tomorrow at 3:30 on ABC. So championship weekend, always my favorite weekend. And you know what tops it off this year? The Bills have a championship, conference championship type game at New Era Field on Sunday, 1 o'clock. I can't wait. It's going to be electric in that stadium. I just found out I'm going, so that even adds to the excitement level. And I want to know from you. You have Buffalo buzzing right now. The city of Buffalo buzzing for the first time in a long time. Now, a texter had a great point on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, 3930, said the most excitement the Bills to the Bills' current situation is actually still Bills related. It's when the Pegulas bought the Bills to keep them in Buffalo. And that was another time this city was buzzing. We'll talk more about that when we get back, but I want to know from you. Are you talking with your friends, with your family, at the water cooler at work? Are you talking about the Bills? Are you talking about impeachment? Are you talking about the diocese? What are you talking about in your social circles, with your friends, with your coworkers? 803-0930, star 930. If you're on hold, we will get to you after the break. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is open at 3930. But at this moment, we got to check in and see what Rush Limbaugh is talking about. And Scott Miller, I'm sorry. I said I would play it, and then I forgot to cue it up. So now we will see what Rush is talking about here on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.